Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, it's a wrap, as you know. The New York legislature finished their session without patching the hole in the MTA's funding gap, the one caused by Governor Hochul's mic drop announcement Friday, basically canceling the congestion pricing formula. So now, where are they going to come up with $1 billion to close that gap and provide funding for so many big improvements on their wish list? That question is where we begin our news on this Monday. The governor talked about it today, and while she insists that she supports the MTA, she says her decision to pump the brakes on how to pay for it was not a mistake. Juliet Papa leading the broadcast on this Monday.
When I asked Governor Hochul if the pause in congestion pricing involved rejiggering the fee structure and where and when it applied,
all options are on the table for future conversations.
A development as she continues to meet with legislative leaders, may even call them back to Albany for further discussion on mass transit funding. And she says she's been speaking with Jan Olibro of the MTA on this matter as to whether this signals the elimination of congestion pricing.
Now, there's a big difference between a pause and elimination. Elimination was an option. I said I'm committed to congestion pricing.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, come June 30th, the date it was supposed to start, commitment or not, those license plate readers, the moneymakers, will not be deployed. We'll keep our ears to the ground on what happens next. And while the license plate readers installed in Midtown for the congestion pricing program sit idle for now, the Port Authority announced the rollout of some new high-tech plate readers on the bridges around here. The PA says it's more than just catching people running through the tolls without paying, but they'll also help in solving more serious crimes. Port Authority Executive Director Rick Cotton here.
The license plate readers that we're announcing today are state-of-the-art. They are high-resolution, capable of taking not only digital images of the license plate itself, but of the car, to allow law enforcement to assure that the license plate is on the right car.
Ooh, fancy. He says the data collected by these things can help locate stolen vehicles, find missing persons, interdict criminal activity, etc. Folks on Staten Island say it also helps to decrease auto theft cases. Big rally today ahead of a hearing at New York City Hall over a package of bills designed to stop the use of facial recognition technology by landlords and business owners. In fact, they're calling it STOP, S-T-O-P.
Supporters of the ban rallied on the steps of City Hall before the hearing.
It's not just wrong because it's creepy, because it's invasive, but because this technology is racist.
Albert Fox Khan heads the Surveillance Technology Oversight Project, or STOP.
That means being wrongly kicked out of a store, wrongly evicted from an apartment, wrongly arrested by the police.
Mayor Adams has expressed support for facial recognition as a crime-fighting tool. Councilwoman Shahana Hanif's bill would ban it in any place of public accommodation.
There are so many tools that could bring them that safety that does not have to be this kind of technology.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
In other news, a 63-year-old Brooklyn man struck by a hit-and-run driver some 12 years ago has died. Anthony Alvelo was crossing 12th Street and 3rd Avenue in Gowanus on January 21st, 2012. He was hit by a car that kept right on going. Alvelo was thrown to the ground, suffered serious head and bodily injuries. He had been living in a long-term care nursing home in Kensington. He passed away June the 2nd. They never found the motorist who struck him. Police say an investigation is continuing. Well, a worker at a pretty prominent investment bank here in New York in hot water today after a video surfaced, seemingly showing one of the firm's senior bankers punching a lady during Brooklyn Pride. Uh-oh.
People on social media are outraged by this video posted online.
Oh my God.
That sound from the video that appears to show a man delivering a right hook to a woman's face and knocking her to the pavement.
I saw the video. It was absolutely horrific.
Christine Doyle is not only angry, but stunned.
Never did I think it would be my neighbor across the street.
The alleged attacker was outed on social media and confirmed by a source as Jonathan Kay, who works in Manhattan for the investment firm Miolis & Company. Efforts to reach Kay were unsuccessful at the door where I saw people come out of the home.
Jonathan Kay home?
And by phone.
Jonathan Kay is not available.
Police say they're aware of the video and is asking for the victim to contact them.
If you get a minute, go to our website and look at that video of a trio of suspects police are looking for. This after a 55-year-old guy was pelted with glass bottles by three guys who were trying to jack his car. This incident happened, 5 a.m. Sunday or 4:41 a.m. This is up in the Bronx. The guy was washing his car in the back of 1251 Jerome Avenue in Highbridge. 5 o'clock in the morning, he's washing his car. People are questioning that. But anyway, trouble showed up and started chucking bottles at him, hitting him in the head and everything. Police say they tried to steal the car and put up a big fight with him, but they gave up. Apparently, he wasn't having it. They decided to hoof it down Cromwell Avenue. If you recognize these guys, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Again, that video is on our website at 1010winds.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.